Parshas Korach, begin with the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Yevan Ezra about when the story of the Korach occurred. When was the rebellion? So he begins as follows: Amar Rabbi Avram, Kizeh Adava Hayob Midbar Sinai. This occurrence happens in the Midbar Sinai. When the Bechorim were no longer, there was a switch, and it was given, the Kedusha was given to the Levium rather than the Bechorim. Klal Yisrael thought that this was the opinion only of Moshe Rabbeinu, and not from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to give greater honor to his brothers, Gam Levnei Kehos, Shem Kerova may love, Ulchol ben Eilevi, Shehem in Meshpachto, Vahalavim, Kosher Lov, Bavur Hayosim, Nesun La Aaron Levanov, Vekosher Dasim Aviram, and also Dasim Aviram were upset, Bavur, Shehesir HaBechorim Ruvain Avihem, because the Bechora was now going to be removed from Ruvain, their father, and Gam Korach Bechor Hoye, and also Korach was a Bechor. And this is the opinion of the Yevan Ezra, who he says quite often, who has the opinion that there is no me'uchar u'muktam in the Torah. Uve kavar kosavti, the Ramban says, and I have already written, ki avdati, ki kol hatod beseder, I think as opposed to the Yevan Ezra, it is written in an order. Except sometimes in the pasuk themselves, and other reasons to realize that it is not written in the order, it's out of order. And there's a rationale, there's a reason why it happens then. This happened in Paran, Bekadesh Barnea, Acham Maaseh Meragim. This happened after the Maaseh Meragim. And why? He says, you see that Korach was upset. The fact that Nesias Elitzofon, Kemama Rabbeinu, V'kana Gam Aaron, he also had jealousy of Aaron, Kemosha Nema, Bikashtim Gam Kahuna, V'nimshachu Dosan V'avirum Mimrom, and Dosan Avirum also followed Korach, V'lo ala Bechoro, Ki Yaakov, not on the Bechoro, Ki Yaakov Avim Hu, Ashabat Meruvim V'nasi Yosef. He disagrees also in your rationale, because it already was given. It was already given, taken away from Reuven and given to Yosef by Yaakov Avinu. Avagam heim onu tanosim lamisenim b'midbar. And look at the time. It says, oh, now we're going to die in the midbar. V'lo alev resoros chavlo v'davash avinyon. And you're not going to bring us to the promised land. V'hinei Yisrael b'yosim b'midbar sinai lo irulam shum. But if you look at it, it never occurred. It didn't happen until now, when Bnei Yisrael was simply in Midbar Sinai. Nothing terrible happened to them. Ki gam medabra egel. Even with the cheder egel, shehaya cheder gadol mufursam, hayu hamesim u'atam. Even over there, where the cheder egel was so great, the deaths were so small, minor. V'nitzel b'tfilosel shemoshe. And they were saved because of the tefillah that was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shesnapel lehim arbim yom v'arbim loyla, he fell in davin for them 40 days, 40 nights, v'hinei hayu, over Moshe, and they loved Moshe Rabbeinu, kinefashim, v'shomrim lov, and they listened to him, v'ilu hoya adam morid ha-Moshe, and it's impossible to conceive, because if anyone would have rebelled against Moshe prior to the chet ha-meraglim, the nation itself would have stoned an individual rising up against Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, he held it back. Korach, he didn't say anything. Avo, but now, Bavoma, Midba Param, Vinisru Ba'esh. So many deaths were occurring. And Moshe didn't daven for them. It wasn't bottled. This gezerah of this nation being dying in the midbar. And that it will happen that they will die in the Midbar. Az ha'is nefesh gala'am mara, then the nation became bitter. Now they started questioning Moshe Rabbeinu. They started questioning his political, his spirituality, him as a leader. Now Korach had the ability to rise up and to make a machlokas. And he thought and he gathered that the nation would listen to him. But now he said, you brought us into this place. And you are not keeping your promise of bringing us into Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. But we will die in the Midbar v'niye kulam sham. We're all going to be destroyed over there. So the question, of course, is that even though this machlokas Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, so I guess really what they're both looking at is what was the cause? What is the reason? How was it possible for Klal Yisrael to come to this moment where there could be such a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest in giving us the Torah? How is it possible? So, if you look at the Netziv, the Netziv begins to give us an address of what was going on. How did we get to this moment? And the answer is, of course, that we've been showing until now from Parshas Baaloscha, and then through the Parsha of the Meraglim and the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the causes of coming to a certain point in life is usually because of a certain character flaw, a certain idea that is embedded in the individual or in a nation or in a community, and sometimes that very idea blossoms into another situation in which that is the main cause of why they were able to be chotim, how they were able to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Netziv, in the beginning of Korach, says as follows. Vayikach Korach. What does it mean? V'dasim v'aviram. Miloshim alokech nefashos chacham. In other words, he gave chachma. He convinced them. Shalokach leiv nefesh b'nei adam. He was able to focus. He was able to zoom. What exactly? You speak to a person when you want him to become a chota, you want him to follow, you find exactly what that person wants to hear. Acha hekima shekomo hema v'anashim v'bnei Yisrael, chamishim v'masayim l'chaloka Moshe v'yaron, 250 great individuals who were able to be mechalek of Moshe v'aron. V'nei l'fi loshin ha'kosav v'dosim v'aviram, they are separate. V'dosim v'aviram seems to be separate and distinct. It seems that there was a certain argument that was able to speak to them directly as opposed to the 250 individuals. We have to look at this entire parsha, how the machlokas began and why the onish was distinct between the 250 and with Dasan of Aviram. Kilo nishtavu bi'archum v'kavonos m'machloksam. They weren't on the same page of why they were rebelling. Korach, Dasan v'Aviram v'Ranish. Korach, Dasan Aviram, and the 250 people. Sherei anu rom shelo hoyu b'chlal lochei ha'machtesof elo Korach v'Ranish. As far as the Ketores, we'll see that was only from Korach, and then the 250, below Dasan of Aviram. The Gam Hinig HaMokom Yisparo Shemo Kavod, and there was also a difference in the Kavod, in the punishment that was given to the 250, below Bekorach, the Dasan of Aviram. Al Karchach Yesh Lahavin, so we have to understand that even the punishment was unique and distinct between Korach, Dasan of Aviram, and the 250. She'ish ha'yu be'emes gedole Yisrael b'chol prat gam b'yeres Hashem. The 250 individuals were great individuals, gedole Yisrael, a tremendous Yira Shemayim. V'hoysa minias ha'kahuna. The fact that they were taken away from the kahuna, shehi goremes devekas v'avas Hashem ke'ish baris b'kirbam, they wanted to come closer and closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo l'shem shrora. They weren't doing this out of shrora. They weren't doing it out of power. They weren't doing this because they wanted to be the center of the movement. The kavod hamaduma ki imlis kadesh. What they wanted to do was become muktash, to become holier. Ula hasig malazu ayidei avoda. They wanted to accomplish what the kohanim were going to accomplish through a different derech. The gam hema yodu is the var Hashem emes b'fi Moshe. The hein lahara acharav chas v'shalom. And they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu received the nevuah directly from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you can't be mahari, you can't think evil, you can't think against Moshe. Rak hiru b'libam acharatzon Hashem. U'masru asan l'mesiras nefesh. They were giving up their lives. They wanted Mesiras Nefesh for the love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Cholzeh Mevuah B'Medrash Shehevi Rashi Ma'ro Koach L'Shtus Zeh. What did Koach see that it became to such a shtus? Ki al 250 ish kvar ksiv. Es machtos hachatom ha'elu b'nafshol seim ala Korach shepikiach hoya Ma'ro. He was a very intelligent individual. What did he see? Ulechore einem b'vua mazeh yishav al 250 ranish. Bameh shekosef b'yadati sheis makam l'forsh apit isa b'sanhedrin. I know that you can explain what that's written in the Sanhedrin. Sheperish b'nefo sholsam al iskei nafsho sam. For their nefesh ha'ochlu v'shosu b'ver, the fact that they ate and they in the house of Korach. Avo mikol makom, he says near. He wants to say near. Shabali had medrash ki vuna bi ofanacher. He says the medrash bal medrash really had different idea. Elam mashmaos azeh hakosav hu kein perish hakosav bin nazir shenitba. This is very similar to what we see when we discuss the nazir who was tamei. Vechiper alav me yashechotol hanefesh. He has to receive kapara. Because he was chote al nefesh, what does that mean? Ubiyar nushama, shenitzar miyayin. He was saddened, or he separated himself from wine. Hu kedei lahasig malas ruach hakodesh, in order to have a fashion, to have a greater ruach hakodesh, v'liyos kodesh l'Hashem, v'zeinu l'fi archa, but it was far greater than what they couldn't accomplish. Babachina alzeh shahare nitma, and that's why he became tamei. The Omer Akasav the Mishat Siyeres Nafshel Lahasig Malah Sheinu Bar Yecholas Lahasiga Mikre Chotei Nafshel. When you try to become more spiritual than is able for you to accomplish, that's your Chotei Al Nafshel. V'Hachi Nami, and here too. Hema Bikshu Lahasig Malas Aves Hashem. They truly wanted to grab on to the mila of loving Hashem, avas Hashem, al yidei avoda. Afakav sheyadu shlo yinaku b'vada yakum devar Moshe. And they knew what Moshe wanted was going to v'zeh mikre achotim l'nafshem. Shebikshu la'abeidas nafshoseim rak lahasig malas ha'aveh l'chasidas. They wanted to come closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How? Through love, chasidas. Masha'eino lefi haratzom imenu yisbaru shemo, but this was not the ratzom of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. U'mishim hochi samach inyan halaz ha'pashat tzitzis. And that's why this incident is next to tzitzis, which is at the end of last week's parsha. Shehuzru chasidei elyin b'chut shel tcheles, shebechol chasidusam lo yusir b'mitzvus Hashem. Notwithstanding, a person has tremendous avas Hashem. It has a mesiras nefesh. He wants to find it. Speaks to him. He wants to find a way to love Hashem and come closer to Hashem. But he doesn't want to do it through mitzvos, through spirituality. And that's why he's next to the tzitzis. To not to forget the mitzvos. There's a mitzvah, there's a commandment how to act. What mitzvahs a person has to do. Kemosha biyana bihasara velosa suru. The Ran, the 250 people, sirvu azev egila hem mashahigia. Hine lo haya efshalahem lakachas machtetsu chadom lahakim from Mishkan. So the whole Ketores was given to Sharei Levim, Shomru, Shelo Yikrozar, because Levim, no one can be makriv, the Zar cannot be makriv. Mishim hayu hayu mochrikim lasos machlokas samosha v'yarum. Where did they get this? Where does this notion? And we'll see when a few minutes later when we come to the Rav's explanation. Very similar to the Nitziv. Where does this come from? Where did this character flow? What were they trying to accomplish? They were trying to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Korach was able to speak to them. You don't need all of the tzitzis. She's one of them, they're all tchelas. You don't need an individual maisa of a mitzvah. What's important is for an Israel to come to the Dveikus Bashem. And this was the Cheta Egel. Again revisited. I think it was the Briska Rav who explained what was the Cheta Egel. They knew there was going to be a Mishkan. But they wanted, and but Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. So they built it on their own. What's wrong with that? Because they weren't doing it because it was a Tzivui Hashem. They were acting in a way. They were acting in a way in order to be makar of themselves to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but not through Torah and Mitzvahs. Through other means. And that is exactly what is the chait. That is the sin of the Cheta Egel. And that idea that one can worship God, finding various ways and mechanisms without the Torah and Mitzvahs, that's exactly the chait of the Egel. And that character flaw is still within them. And that's what Korach picked up on. Umishvil shemikoma kam kibne l'shem shemayim, but they still did l'shem shemayim. So the punishment was ne'enashu b'sreifa ba'esh sheyotza mikdash hakadoshim. So therefore they were burnt up from the inside. Teshuva haze inyan kavod gam ken kamo shibur. That also, even in the punishment, there was a kavod to them because they were doing l'shem shemayim. But dasan and aviram heim hayurachokim mitayvel yon. No, they had nothing to do with this. They hated Moshe Rabbeinu from day one. Especially now, when everything fell apart, to die in the Midbar. That's why they were swallowed up. The Mamish had taivas, all they wanted. This was the other idea in Klal Yisrael, another character flaw. Of so many individuals who were wearing Makar Tov, and they had a certain taivas, and they couldn't get this taivas out of them. They were materialistic. When things didn't go right, they just kept on complaining over and over. And Korach spoke to them separately, to that type of individual. Korach himself, he was an Adam Gadol, and he could have been like the 250 individuals. Brilliant mind. But inside him there was lacking of Yira Shamayim. What happened? The jealousy of the leadership of the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what utterly ate him up. Al Kain Osa Maisa. 250. He was killed like the rest, like the 200, like a dozen vaviram, and not like the 250 individuals. He writes on the Nitziv writes, "Hine yaduah sheyirei Hashem va'amusim beperishus." People know that people have yiras Hashem, and they want to separate themselves. Einam yachol lahatzis machlokas shenidrash lezeh. People who are truly spiritual, they can't act like this. V'gam gim b'emes b'levavam hamina b'moshe b'tarasa raksha yakashal hem l'kabal zehadin and kain l'matzu yadayim lasos machlokas. It's just something wrong with the individual who is able to create such a machlokas. V'chein dosam v'aviram sh'yidulam bali riv v'midam v'sonim moshe. So the Netziv's first idea, and what we're focusing on, is that the character flaws, how did they come to this? They came to this, they still had these character flaws, whether it was the spirituality, the 250 of those are people who complain. And that was one of the causes. And therefore, the fact that it had before or after the Meraglim, it's not a question of the machlokas of which one, you know, Ibn Ezra versus the Ramban. They're both focusing really is what was the cause of this. There was some flaw within them that caused them to do this. The Meshech Chachma has also a very another interesting take. The Meshech Chachma points out Yitaken ki hema huvdil mikol Yisrael mish. I don't understand. Levim, they are separated. Shalom nistabdu shom. V'hoyim mekaimim ha-mitzvos b'mitzrayim. V'zeh sha'amra ki shomrim masech b'mitzrayim. L'dati. V'hud levim inside mitzrayim ha-yu ha-shotrim hema shevet levi. Ki lo ha-yu mishubadim. They weren't enslaved. V'lachein amra b'yivamos. Why? They had this from all of from the Mitzrayim. They were able to sit and learn and to think, and they weren't involved in the day-to-day workings with the bricks. Therefore, they were uim to be over Hashem. Dafila shaga bezrikas kaimelom to ain ke rav the reich nichol. Lachain, lahayu reuim bnei Yisrael avod. Bnei Yisrael wasn't right for this avoda. But lachain nifsla bechorim al sha avdu wa egel. And the bechorim, why were they puzzled? Because they were over in the egel azov. Uke to amar bi Yerushalmi. The Mitzrayim hayu kodem matan Torah, v'tali im yotze mechlal b'nei Noah kodem matan Torah v'zeh she'amar ki hivdil, because God was mavdil me'adas Yisrael perish, od b'Mitzrayim b'inyin hashibin, sh'ti ru'uyim lahakriv la'avoras avodas mishken Hashem. V'chein osan, that's what happened, by yikrav oscho. V'loshin ha'at mikem, when Moshe Rabbeinu says ha'at mikem, Meduyak lefisha inyan she'im dava ma'at mechem lehizar ba'avodas mishkan Hashem ki devashen kam kahuna. It's not enough that you have in the working of the avodas Hashem, you also need to have the kahuna. So the Meshech Chachma, he's saying there was some other aspect with them. What was it? It wasn't enough. I understand you have in the avodas Hashem, so you're not going to be a Kohen. You have this aspect of the avodas Hashem. Why are you so upset? And I want to remind you of the Meshech Chachma earlier on in Parshas Va'era. And the Pasuk says, Vayitzaveim b'nei Yisrael v'yaparo, lahotzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. I want to give pshat in what the Meshech Chachma, I think, is trying to say here. The Pasuk there says, Vayitzaveim b'nei Yisrael v'yaparo, lahotzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eres mitzrayim. What does that mean, Vayitzaveima b'nei Yisrael? And to Paro also, to take them out of Mitzrayim. Of course, Yitakein, ki gam oz b'mitzrayim hayu gedolei ha'uma shehayu sarim nechbadim. Even then in Mitzrayim, there were sarim that were nechbadim, v'fratiyim v'heim hayu mishabdim b'nei Yisrael avodim. Even then, not all of Klal Yisrael were all slaves. There were those within Klal Yisrael who enslaved their brothers. Shemachra Mitzrim Lahem, they sold it to them. Ulai hayu hema hashlosha shvatim Reuven Shimon v'Levi. Shehenhigu shroro b'Mitzrayim kamosha isa b'Medrash naso. Levi shelo haya b'shiba Mitzrayim. Levi was one of them who was a mishabe. They were enslaved. L'chein lo nata nachos be'eretz. V'chein re'uven lo nata rak be'eber hayardim. V'shimin iskaimelenu achalkem b'yakov. And the Meshech Chochma is going to conclude over here to explain what happened. Why were they separated? Because Yaakov cursed Shimon the Levi. And they thought to themselves, if Yaakov, every single generation, Avram had two children, one child received the Torah, one child was going to go B'derech Hashem, and one was not. You had Avraham, had two children. You had Yitzchak and Yishmael. And Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. So you see, in every generation, the Divrei Elokus did not necessarily go to all of the children. And when it comes to Yaakov, so comes Shimon v'Levi and he says, oh, you were cursed. So you see from here, the fact that they were cursed, they thought to themselves, oh, that means that maybe we also will have no future. No future whatsoever. And therefore, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's impact by make them slaves. If they will be enslaved, they will have no emunah, no bitachon, that they will be taken out. And therefore, they weren't slaves. And in the end, they are punished for certain ideas that happen because you have to, but that wasn't the point. The point was that since they weren't enslaved, they were able to have a bitachon. What was that? What was the curse? What was the curse? It was the kas, anger. And we say, kula oved avodah zarah, they still, what was it? They had a character, a roar upon. When a person is angry, kula koes ke'ilu oved avodah zarah, what does that mean when a person gets angry? It's like he's being oved avodah zarah. It means that he's not accepting the gzeiras Hashem. I'm not accepting what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. It shouldn't happen to me. This shouldn't happen. Maybe to somebody else, but not to me. But that's Gezeiras HaMelech. And maybe that's exactly what the Pshat of the Pasuk means, what he was saying, that what was the character flaw? Still, they didn't want to understand, to be totally subservient to the Gezeiras HaMelech, to the desires of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another idea which is brought down, Gemara says that no one was coming. No one was coming to the aid and to the aid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Brought down to the Yismach Moshe. So recording to some of his previous lives, so he remembers that he was there during the time of this Machlokes, the Dasa, and Aviram, and Korach. And he said, and the 250, he said, and people didn't know what to do. He says, I was one of those, I didn't know whose side I should go on. That was the greatness of Korach. And the Gemara says, no one was coming to the aid of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara explains that the moon and the sun come to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, if you don't come to defend Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not going to any longer. We will not continue to be the illuminaries. What is Pshat? Why the sun and the moon? Because the sun and moon represents the Mesorah. There's the sun, the greatness that has the closest, that gives off the heat, and the moon receives the light from the moon, and it represents the Mesorah of the Rebbe and the Talmud relationship. And this is exactly what Korach was saying, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Gedoshim, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Osim Meyema Ritzon Konam. Why do you have to have Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do you have to have Masorah? Why do you have to decide what the halachas are? We all can decide what the halachas were. And this was a different idea of saying, giving up on, of the difference of the Rebbe, the Rebbe Talmud relationship. The greatest reason that you have is that a person needs a certain anivus. Anivus to understand that there is, you have to ask from the rebbeim, from your teachers, from the past, of how a person is supposed to act. And this was the idea of Korach was trying to explain to Klal Yisrael, it's okay, no one needs to have a Masorah, no one has to do exactly. In a sense, it's very similar to what what the Netziv was trying to say, but here we're saying was that Moshe was different of the relationship of the Rebbe. There was a story of Rabbi Bar Chama. It talks about a certain Arab merchant told him, I'm going to show you I'll show you with a hole in the ground that swallows Korach. He says, it happens once in a month when you go over and you're boiling of the water, the boiling of there in the cracks, and you can hear this once a month, Moshe emes v'toroso emes, but we are liars. What is the pshat? Why once in a month? Because that month, that once in a month represents the moon. The once in a month when it comes out, the relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. Rav Soloveitchik takes this, also a very similar idea, but he uses, and it's very, today is Gimel Tammuz, is the yahrzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he begins, the Rav explains that there's a difference in Chochma Bina V'das. He says Chochma is knowledge. A person has to have a certain knowledge. When a person is going to Patkin, you have to have a certain knowledge. And then the Bina is analysis. You give an analysis, but they have to analyze how to handle it. The third idea of Das, that's common sense. That's common sense. Korach, he claims, the Rav explains, what Korach wanted to do was not Bina, not Das, purely, and Korach wanted to do, not Chochma and Bina, only Das, only common sense. The beginning, I'm quoting from the article written by Rav Bezdin. That Korach was a demagogue. He was motivated by selfish ambitions. His antagonism began when Aaron and his family were elevated to the priesthood. While the Levium, amongst whom Korach was prominent, were relegated to mere assistants of the Kohanim. It says every rebellion, you need to have a slogan. It needs a slogan or a motto to project a noble ideal to replace the intolerable status quo. The rallying cry with Korach chose was common sense. He proclaimed that all the reasonable people have the right to interpret Jewish law according to their best understanding. For all the community is holy. In down-to-earth logic, the lowliest woodcutter is equal to Moshe. This appeal to populism invokes considerable support because it promises freedom from centralized authority. It flatters the people's common intelligence and approves the right of each Jew or group of Jews to follow their own individual judgment. And that's exactly what Korach did. He brought down, he misled the Bnei Yisrael. He said to them, what do you suppose? I'm working to obtain greatness for myself. I'm doing it for you, all of Klal Yisrael. He was a Bekuach. And he gave, and we know, the famous examples. And notice what his idea was. Why do we have to be tied to Torah mitzvahs? Why do we have to be tied to mitzvahs? There are other ways. And when something doesn't make sense to us, when the morality of the times change, when it seems to our eyes the cruelty that God has spoken, I've heard people say this, I've heard people who wear the cloak of orthodoxy to say the Kaddish Baruch Hu is cruel. And when it speaks against us, the common sense rebellion is to say, does it make sense to you that this individual should be allowed to do this task and this individual is not? That this individual who's acting from a certain desire and inspiration has to be correct. It cannot be that there should be that someone can say that he's wrong. And that was the argument. The Rav explains why we can't live something like this. So he gives a number of examples. He says, first of all, emotion is volatile, is ever-changing. And sometimes there are different experiences for one versus the other. And third one, he says, we have no reliable gauge to differentiate secular types of response from a genuinely religious experience. There are many non-religious reactions which claim transcendental qualities of holiness. The love impulse, the aesthetic quest of the artist, and nowadays the indulgence in potent mind-transforming drugs can easily be confused with the religious experience. I want to end off just with a thought from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which I think is so magnificent, so it really captures who the Rebbe was. Vayikach Korach, Rashi says, Parsha zu yofa nidreshes b'medrash Rebbe Tanchuma. And the Rebbe wants to explain, what does that mean? He gives a beautiful mashal, Mevua b'toras l'chassidus. Shemachlokas Korach ha-Moshe v'Aharon, Shemirchazot shukosol shekorach lehiyos Kohen Gadol. He had a tremendous desire to be a Kohen Gadol. Nivo mikach shela osin lover. Where did he get this from? In the osin, in the future, ha-Levim yehafochel kohanim. Indeed, the Levim will become kohanim. He wanted the future to occur today. To Uso Haisa, his ta'us, his mistake. That's in the future. What does that mean? Yafa nidreshes, it was dorish. Look for something, he was dorish. The Medrash Rebbe, Tanchuma, Nechama. Emna Mederech HaPshat, Begiloi Uvechitzoni, is Parsha Zu, Machloka Shekorach Yipsuza. You look at Pshat, you see it's only a psul, so it's puzzle. Ach Mederech HaDarash, HaMegales, HaPnime, Shemeyachorei HaDvarim. But you look closer, HaMatara, Shemeyachorei HaMachlokas, HaYichibit, you look deeper into his character. Paul, you see there was something within him, still an element of goodness. So Rebbe says, Mikan yesh lumod hara nifla. Gam kasher pokshem Yehudi hanira kapechut kemisha nimtza b'matzav ruchani yirud. Even when you look at a Jew, and it seems his outward appearance is of a lowly nature. Yesh ledashalim yidot sholdova parshazu yofa nidreshes. Yafa Nidrashas. Look into Bidorishim. Im Nidrosh and Nevakesh is a Panimia Shabo. Look into his innards. Look into his inside him. Mahuta Panimis Vatsamas Nimsisha Hutova Vyafa. You will see that truly there's something within him that's really beautiful. There is a story that is told of Rav Gutnik in Australia. That there was a girl who wanted to convert to Judaism, and the parents were very upset, very upset. And they came out to Rav Gutnik, and they said, can you please talk to my daughter and explain to her not to convert? And he sat down, and he says, you know, like as everyone, usually what you do, explain, oh, you don't want to convert, it's so difficult, etc., etc. The girl kept on crying and crying and crying, and finally comes again to Rav Gutnik, and Rav Gutnik says, I'll tell you what, write a letter to this man, this Rebbe, the Rebbe of Lubavitch. Let's see what he says. She writes a letter, she sends it. The Rebbe either calls or whatever, he writes back to Rav Gutnik, and he said, instead of talking to the father, speak to the mother. So Rav Gutnik calls the mother in and sitting down with her, talking about this. And finally the mother starts to cry and she says, I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. I gave up all of this after the Holocaust. I didn't want my children to suffer. So I just married a non-Jew and I claimed that I wasn't Jewish. And it seems after this, Rav Gutnik wrote to the Rebbe and told him, he said, how did you know? How did you know this? So the Rebbe, who of course was claiming, wasn't the Vuvu, wasn't any Ruach HaKodesh, but that's what the Rebbe would, of course, would say. But he left a beautiful, beautiful answer. He said, of course I knew that there was something that her chush from within her had such a desire to come closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, she had to be Jewish. Her neshama was calling out to find the path back to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that is a beautiful message of Korach that the Rebbe was trying to give over. And found in Rashi. Yiparsha zu yofa nidreshes b'medesh Rebbe Tanchuma. This parsha has one story, but underneath it is another story. Underneath it is, yes, the 250 individual, and even Dasan Vaviron, and even Korach. The one story was that they were all chotem, they were wrong. The 250 guests wanted to find a way to Kaddish Baruch Hu, to Vekas, but not through mitzvahs. And there was tremendous taiva, tremendous physical desires of Dasan Vaviram. And when it comes to Korach, he had such a gaiva, he wanted to be the leader. And this terrible rebellion still stands with us generation after generation of rebellions against rabbinic authority for whatever reason. But the Rebbe is saying to every individual, when you see this happening, when you see the rebellion, look inside the hearts. You will find the Pintel Yid, you will find something within him of how much he really desires coming closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Something is preventing him. But you will see inside him a desire, and maybe if you focus on that desire, you will be able to change him and be able to bring him or her back and closer to the Avodah Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.